French New Testament. But their hopes were not to be realized. Trial and persecution awaited the disciples of Christ. However, a time of peace intervened, that they might gain strength to meet the tempest, and the Reformation made rapid progress. Lefebvre undertook the translation of the New Testament, and at the very time when Luther's German Bible issued from the press in Wittenberg, the French New Testament was published at Meaux. Soon the peasants of Meaux were in possession of the Holy Scriptures. The laborers in the field, the artisans in the workshop, cheered their daily toil by talking of the precious truths of the Bible. Though belonging to the humblest class, an unlearned and hard-working peasantry, the reforming, uplifting power of divine grace was seen in their lives. The light kindled at Meaux shed its beams afar. Every day the number of converts was increasing. The rage of the hierarchy was for a time held in check by the king, but the papal leaders finally prevailed. The stake was set up. Many witnessed for the truth amid the flames. In the lordly halls of the castle and the palace there were kingly souls by whom truth was valued above wealth or rank or even life. Louis de Berquin was of noble birth, devoted to study, polished in manners, and of blameless morals. He crowned all his other virtues by holding Lutheranism in special abhorrence. But, providentially guided to the Bible, he was amazed to find there not the doctrines of Rome, but the doctrines of Luther. He gave himself to the cause of the gospel. The Romanists of France thrust him into prison as a heretic, but he was set at liberty by the king. For years, Francis wavered between Rome and the Reformation. Berquin was three times imprisoned by the papal authorities, only to be released by the monarch, who refused to sacrifice him to the malice of the hierarchy. Berquin was repeatedly warned of the danger that threatened him in France and urged to follow the steps of those who had found safety in voluntary exile.